again, Nigel Ogden here, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Organist Entertains. Well, I think the best thing I can do is hand you straight over to this evening's guest on the programme, Jerry Allen. What have you got for us, Jerry?
Play something that is typically Jerry Allen. Now, I've had this request so many times, and do you know, I never know how to react to it. You see, over the years, I've played so many different types of music to different kinds of audiences all over the world, and also, like we're doing today, for various radio and television programmes. When I started out, it was in the variety world, the variety theatre, back in 1941, and it was there I was taught to present my playing, so that there was plenty of applause when I'd finished. If there wasn't, it was quite simple, you just weren't working next week. At that time, it was almost impossible to find someone to follow on the electric organ. One exception, however, was the Milt Hirth Trio, organ, piano and drums, and they played a sort of Dixieland style, with Milt Hirth himself playing some very, very good stuff on the organ. Anyway, here is something which you may find typically Jerry Allen. It's a Latin American number I wrote a year or two back whilst holidaying in my villa in Menorca. It is simply called Binichica. It all started for me way back when my father was a church organist, and believe it or not, I used to sing in the choir. I always remember the first Sunday I sang in the choir. The following day, 400 people changed their religion. But strange as that may seem to you, when I'm asked about the various harmonies and chord sequences I use, I think back to that little church in Margate, where the basis of it all began. Now, if you like nice harmonies, just listen to this one. It's a superb number by Michel Legrand, and it's called The Summer Knows. ¶¶ Here is a song which everyone associates with the organ at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, and the legendary Reginald Dixon. Now, to compete with Reggie's version, it would be professional suicide, so I didn't. I approached it from a totally different direction, and I hope you like it. Next, I would like to play you a piece of music which is often requested, and again it relates back to my early days and church music. The title is Jerusalem, and in this arrangement I've tried to use not only the church organ sound, but in the middle, a crafty little key change, into a string passage, finishing up with the full organ. Here it is then, Jerusalem.
Thank you.
For the next number, I took a chord sequence and wrote several melodies for it, the idea being to superimpose them one over the other. So we start off with theme one, then we add theme two, then three and four and so on, building up all the time until we have all the themes going at one time. And if you understand that, perhaps you'd like to drop me a line explaining it to me. I hope you enjoy it. It's called Toy Band Parade. And now, here is an unusual arrangement of a lovely melody, Chanson de Matin.
Thank you.
In that arrangement, I was using the multi-tracking system favoured so much by Klaus Wunderlich on his records. As my recording manager Monty Babson said at the end of the session, that is what you may call a little too Klaus for comfort. But we'll ignore that and hurry on. Next, we have a standard which has stood the test of time. It's called Tangerine. This is a song that sometimes Harry Stoneham and myself play when we are doing a concert together on the same bill. I find that I cannot just sit down and play with any other organist and get the same kind of results that I get with Harry, and I'm sure he would be the first to agree with this. We have a lot in common, including a good pair of ears. You've got to be a good listener if this sort of thing is really going to work. In this instance, I'm on my own, just me and Tangerine. Well, it looks as though the clock is catching up with us again, and we must draw this session to a close. It has been very, very difficult to select numbers to play for you. There are so many lovely songs to choose. I just hope you've enjoyed the ones that I picked out. It's been fun.
And I'll second that. Great to have you with us, Jerry, and thanks for a very entertaining programme. Well, just a quick reminder about our Robin Richmond concert at our Manchester Playhouse, Sunday, April the 18th at 2:30 p.m. Complimentary tickets still available from The Organist Entertains, BBC, P.O. Box 27, Manchester. The Organist Entertains, BBC, P.O. Box 27, Manchester. Via a stamped addressed envelope, please. And that's about it. I hope you'll be able to join me next week for a very special programme from the Granada Harrow, featuring the current and previous winners of the Young Theatre Organist of the Year competition. Until then, with thanks to my producer Peter Pilbeam, this is Nigel Ogden saying take care, and bye for now.